So we were talking about the evolutionary leaders who were just here, and I was sharing that I felt a real shift with that group, even though I did not participate in any of their rituals or their presentations. I really would have liked to. I feel there's a dynamic that happens to me here, especially when I'm in the role of dining hostess when these groups come, that I'm kind of feeling like, oh, I wish I could be with them. I wonder what they're doing. I'm always really curious, and I always feel like maybe I'm missing something. But for some reason with this group, and I think it might be a function of my own process and where I am, in my healing and coming into my power here, I didn't really feel that. I actually got this really strong message. Even while I was in dining with my little headgear on, my little apron, feeling really humble, that I am an evolutionary leader. I felt like there was some sort of integration, I guess, with my various identities. We all have different identities, right? I'm an attorney. That's one of my identities. I'm an advocate. It's kind of a different nuance of that. I'm a mother. I'm a girl who likes to have fun. There's a lot of different identities. And even here at Sunrise Ranch, I'm a dining hostess. I'm a landscaper. I'm in-house counsel. Many things. And it seems to me now that perhaps there's a harmony starting that goes along with this theme of stepping into that identity as an evolutionary leader, which really encompasses all those smaller identities. One of the phrases that came up in our prep that Jane stressed that David said was, what you do matters. So even though we may play many roles, some of them more humble and less glamorous than others, in every role, the core essence of who we are, what we do matters. And you don't lose yourself, your identity, when you're just doing one role versus another. Because some of us love doing our role of being dish associates, I guess you could call it. And you do sometimes, the temptation is to kind of go into this very, oh, I'm just this little lowly dish person scraping, goo off a plate and so forth. But frankly, no, we're still everything else that we are. We just happen to be scraping goo off of the plates. And for the evolutionary leaders, we were in fact doing that. So that was a big takeaway for me. I feel a big shift. I didn't just revert to this kind of turning inward when I'm in a more humble role because I'm feeling like I am being more sure of my identity as a leader. And we also spoke about what is a leader really. A leader is just being yourself to the fullest, expressing your truth, sharing your gifts. And you can do that 24/7, no matter what you're doing. You don't have to be any specific credentialed role, career, a label, evolutionary leader, a member of a club. I do want to acknowledge, because Rachel brought this up, that the people in that group are, they deserve their association because they're all doing really amazing things in the world. And in that way, they are leaders. And in a way, we are followers, because we're admiring what they're doing, we're learning from them. We all may be leaders in one realm and followers in another. If somebody has expertise in an area that I don't have, Jane was saying that too, she becomes a follower. And that's part of being a leader, acknowledging your areas of deficit, your areas where perhaps you don't know as much as someone else, and your willingness to follow them. And that doesn't take away from the fact that you are still a leader. So the lines, it seemed in our conversation, became very gray between leader and follower. It was hard to really define who's this, who's that. It's all kind of merging together so that we can all be in each role. And then I guess one of the images that really sits with me from the evolutionary leaders was the party on Monday night. I was sharing, we were all dancing, having wild fun, and the evolutionary leaders were singing crazy karaoke songs and just, kicking back. And they were very human, they're also followers and humans too, just like us. And there really wasn't any division. we really were all sharing in being evolutionary leaders and followers. So I would say one of the biggest takeaways from just the whole experience of our discussion tonight and even here is that kind of immersion of those two terms, you know, that we all sometimes we all associate with being very dichotomous, you know. Here's the leaders, here's the followers. It's really a much more harmonious and I think less painful way in some respects, because as I said, we do have to inhabit humble roles sometimes, you know, of not feeling like you're just the one, you know, standing in the background, following, that you are part of this bigger whole where we're all leaders and we're all followers.